As our beloved Saint Germain speaks his heart to us, we offer again our love and gratitude and devotion to him, and unconditional surrender and obedience. In all eternity, we could never repay him for loving us 70,000 years in the midst of the discord that has sought to destroy everyone. May his love be rewarded now through us by the obedience which we want to give, and we demand our mighty armed presence take such possession of the outer that it compels that obedience in the hour of America's crisis. Beloved ones of my heart, as we enjoy the next few minutes together in that great onrushing perfection which must come to the earth, I want you to be of good cheer and keep as happy as you can in the face of outer world conditions, knowing always I am your friend of eternity, therefore the friend of love, whose great magnetic power forever draws all life up and out of the lesser activities and into those greater activities of life's perfection and mastery, to which you must all sometime each day attain. And try to feel that each day you are raising into that greater perfection. Each day draws you nearer to your ascension. Each day is another open door through which you may call more violet consuming flame into outer conditions, to not only change those conditions, that you may all be more harmonious and more at ease, but that violet flame, as it passes through you, anchors more of its mastery in you for all eternity. Therefore, each day you are nearer to that complete mastery which only the sacred fire can bring. And since the violet consuming flame is the intense action of its love, its forgiveness, its mercy, and its purity, then all of its qualities are being built into the energy of your outer selves, even without you knowing it, whenever you are calling this violet consuming flame into outer world physical conditions to change that which is destructive into that which must one day serve God in complete surrender. No matter what effort it seems to take from the physical outer self, try to dwell within the ever-expanding sacred fire of your own heart's flame, knowing that your very desire to do these greater things in the physical world and to correct conditions here and bring them into more perfection to fulfill the great divine plan is the ever-expanding action of your own heart's flame. Whenever you allow a constructive desire to go forth in the energy of your feeling world, whether it be for the correction of wrong conditions in the nation or for individuals, it still is the expanding of your own heart's flame in reaching to the without and trying to release more of its perfection to the surrounding life of the outer universe in which you move. So weary not of well-doing, and try, oh beloved ones, try to withdraw from any personal feeling of contact or domination of individuals who are doing something wrong. In one flash of the violet consuming flame of enough intensity, you could shut off an individual's power to do wrong more than if you tried a lifetime by talking to convince that individual that wrongdoing has to be paid for. Try to realize, in order to withdraw in your feeling from the sense of personal guilt in wrong conditions, try to withdraw your own feeling from individuals and realize that what you term the evil of the outer world is in reality the mass accumulation of destructively qualified energy through the thought and feeling of mankind of the past that has misused the great energy of life. And therefore, individuals who are unfortunate enough to allow that discord to come into them and qualify their energy, try to feel that they are but surrounded, as it were, by the mass discordant energy of mankind, and that because they are channels through which it can operate, they also are under the law of action and reaction. If they allow that destructive energy to use them, then they must pay as surely as they allow it to go forth. But you who are trying to hold to the constructive way of life should keep yourselves reminded that your obedience to the law means your own use of your own life energy or the energy in the world about you, always to command that it be qualified at this time with the violet consuming flame that can do no wrong. And therefore, your element of safety, your element of protection and of supply, the activity of wisdom through you, your obedience and self-control, all depend upon the amount of violet consuming flame of which you can be conscious each day. Now, were you to train the outer intellect and control its attention and compel it to be held on the cosmic action of the violet consuming flame, then you would hold the picture of that violet consuming flame everywhere in the atmosphere over your land. You would see that violet consuming flame around everything that is destructive or impure. And your very action of holding that picture everywhere over everything in the physical world would automatically reflect its action into you, and it would automatically purify the energy of your own mental and feeling world, the substance of your body, and also your affairs. So the more you can call forth the cosmic action of the violet consuming flame of a thousand suns in its threefold action and demand its descent into everything in your land to cover everything hour by hour with greater intensity of its action in cosmic authority and power, you would automatically feel that greater purification and uplift within the body and within your mental and feeling world and in your affairs, as you insisted that it cover your land and compel purification. It would automatically compel purification within you and would handle many conditions that you do not even realize are in yourselves. And yet your willingness to call that into outer conditions would entitle you to be free from the personal things in yourselves that very often are acting and you do not realize it. And even if we told you, you would not believe it. You know, there's a peculiar contrariness in the feelings of the outer self. You would be surprised, my dear ones, how many times when the prompting comes to an individual, either from the presence or from some of the great ones, when that gentle prompting in the feelings comes, the outer self ruthlessly pushes them aside. Those feelings that come from the presence and from the ascended host to prevent individuals from doing destructive things or connecting with things that are going to cause distress to them. Now, because the human is that contrary, let us offset that by this action to which I've turned your attention because of the need of the nation. Were everything you were to see in the outer world that is not the perfection it ought to be, were you to each time call forth and demand the cosmic violet consuming flame to blaze into that and take its place with the perfection of eternity, as you became positive in that feeling and sent that command forth just with a flash, then go on about your business, you would soon find the momentum gaining it to a point where, as surely as you sent it forth, would you almost instantly feel a raising activity within yourself. Now, you will soon become aware of this. And I want you to become aware of it because you will have instantaneous response to yourselves from the good you have sent forth when you call the violet consuming flame into outer action. Just as surely as you call it into outer world conditions and demand the perfection of eternity, replace what is wrong, would there automatically come back to you the purifying, raising activity that would replace everything in your world that was wrong with the perfection of the presence or our octave. No one yet understands what he or she draws back into the body or into your world or affairs by the pictures you hold in your minds. None of you understand. Because the eyes, as you travel along, see this sign and that sign repeatedly again and again. And that becomes photographed within your own flesh structure. But if you call forth this cosmic action of the violet consuming flame into yourselves to bless the nation, your own atmosphere would become that violet consuming flame. And then, as you gazed upon the imperfection of the outer world, would you see that violet flame stand between your outer selves and the things you gazed upon. You would superimpose that violet flame upon the outer world conditions. And in doing that, it would cancel out what otherwise comes in. It's just as mechanical as anything you have in radio or sound recording or anything of that sort. Anything you have as the law of electronics. You're dealing every moment, waking and sleeping, with the energy of the universe, which is God's life. You're using it within, it fills everything around you. And since the law of its eternal purity and perfection is the action of a violet consuming flame, then as you call that into conditions of the outer world to correct them, try to feel always that you're not just asking the presence to project its violet consuming flame, but in addition to that, you are calling that into yourselves at the same time. Try to realize in whatever you do that you begin with the action of the law in yourselves first, in your own energy. As your call goes to your presence, for whatever cosmic Christ fire is necessary to correct conditions in the world about you, your first duty is to raise the energy of the outer self into the violet consuming flame and the heart activity of the higher mental body. And your very first love and gratitude and adoration to your presence, the wave of love that goes there before you even make the call, is a surrender of the energy of the outer self into the control of the presence. Then when you ask the cosmic violet consuming flame to fill conditions of the nation, know always that as that goes forth from your presence and the ascended master's octave, you yourselves stand within a pillar of its own presence to bless you. Then, if there may be impurity in and around you, the consuming process constantly goes on. Then you will find in the correction of sometimes very vicious conditions of the outer world, as you call forth that violet consuming flame into those conditions, and your presence fills you with that violet flame, it is your greatest protection. I'm giving this to you as a reminder of the protection which is yours in handling destructive conditions. And that protection keeps you insulated from any destructive reaction, from the hate of destructive activities of the outer world, whether they come through individuals or the powers of nature or the activities of the elements. This is one of the most wonderful means of protection. Now, I want you to know it tonight with every atom of your beings, because in your willingness to make your calls for the nation, when certain destructive forces have to be handled, it is well for you to be surrounded by a more intense action of the violet consuming flame, both for protection and for greater purity to yourself. As the impurity of the outer world increases in certain channels, you need to intensify the action of the violet consuming flame within yourselves to offset its pressure upon the mass of the people, because the mass of the people are moving in it And they are in that destructive condition because of their own desires. Their desires of the outer self are what have bound them as slaves to destructive forces. You, in demanding the release of life from all Antichrist desires, not only send forth the raising impulse within the mental and feeling world of the people, but as you call the violet consuming flame into outer physical action, it consumes everything that touches your own world before it can anchor there to produce discord for you. And once you get the right action of this, the click, so to speak, of its momentum acting in and around you, you need not fear destructive forces, for they cannot have a reaction that connects with you if you keep this violet consuming flame constantly intensifying in and around the outer self, so the mass pressure cannot touch you. Then you can move in the world, render your service, and draw nothing back upon yourselves. If individuals who are afraid of projection would, every time they think of it, call forth the cosmic victorious action of the violet consuming flame of a thousand suns into conditions, and answer every suggestion that comes to the mind with that command, every time that violet flame flashes, they themselves would be filled with it and automatically consume and cut them free from the connections that they think are disturbing them. Many times when people are thinking someone's projecting at them, they do not realize how much they project upon themselves. Their own thoughts and feelings of the past, my dear ones, if they do not contain perfection, are talking back to you constantly, all the time. Do you know how? As habit. Whether that habit is in thought or feeling or the spoken word or pictures in the mind. This garden thought and feeling of the past constantly talk back to an individual, unless he or she locks the door and demands whatever intensity of action of the violet flame is necessary to wipe them out of existence and forbid them to ever return and remind you of themselves. That is why I said in the I Am discourses, you must stop looking back and dragging forward all the old failures of the past. Because when you do that, you requalify the fresh energy of each day with that which was the imperfection of the past. Now it is your privilege, in this knowledge and use of the violet consuming flame for your nation or the world, it is your privilege to be set free by that same violet flame acting within you that takes out of you many times things you do not even believe are still in you. So try to go forward with a happy heart. Try to know that this violet consuming flame must intensify and expand within your nation in order to be the strength of the fire element, the sacred fire, that intensifies and gives the people courage and feeling to arise and throw out what's wrong. If you're going to give the people courage and strength of God to stand against that which is wrong, then you've got to give them this violet consuming flame active within themselves to be the extra strength of the fire element, which is the master element of all creation. So the more you charge this over the nation and into your government and into the mental and feeling world of the people, the more you strengthen their desire to be free and their desire to reach to God and make the call for whatever sets them free. This is the most mechanical thing you can imagine. But the great blessing of its use to those who understand the law is that as you work for the nation, the very picture within the mind of the spinning, violet-consuming flame acting around individuals in Congress or in your government or in business or anywhere in the nation, that's been the very picture of that in your mind causes it to act in your body and in your mental and feeling world. You can't hold that picture in your mind for that service to your nation without its own action going into you. So even from a selfish standpoint, if you are willing to use the cosmic law in this activity of the sacred fire to help set the people free, then the cosmic law is such that your own freedom must be given to you. It is an automatic raising process. And you do not yet realize how great are the blessings of the sacred fire. The sacred love of the sacred fire gives constantly all the blessings that come from cosmic love. Its first law is obedience and purity. Therefore, when you even desire purity for your nation, when you desire that the God presence of life, the mighty I Am, blaze its violet consuming flame through the nation, your very desire to purify and make the nation strong enough to arise and throw out destructive forces is a desire within you of the cosmic Christ victory and power of the sacred fire that must bless you even as you bless the nation. Were you to ask for this violet consuming flame over the land to intensify so terrifically that every destructive force is compelled to bow and let go of the people and the nation, there would come strength within yourselves of such courage and such power. You will become so aware of its mighty power in your outer use that you wouldn't fear anything. And this is why I am turning your attention to it tonight. There must come the feeling of power within you in order to have instantaneous action in your physical affairs. There must come the feeling and the picture of the power of that violet consuming flame in your own bodies in order to give you the feeling of your complete dominion over anything that is destructive in the outer world. And this is what will hold greater protection around you. But you have to become conscious of it. And you can only become conscious of a thing when you see the picture and have the feeling, because that is your consciousness. Then your spoken word and command For its action in the outer draws in to physical conditions these powers of the sacred fire that will act with greater speed and much more instantaneous victory. I trust you will value what I give you this hour. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And now let me show you that when you charge this cosmic violet consuming flame into outer world conditions, your blessing is threefold. You charge it into conditions that are wrong and begins its purifying activity. Your willingness to give that service automatically draws the same amount and half as much again into yourselves. And as you continue this, you build into the world around you, your own affairs, the same action of the violet consuming flame. You send it forth over the nation. You draw it within yourselves. And your world becomes filled with its action. Therefore, your protection ever increases, your purification ever increases, and your power to accomplish ever allows that unfed flame in your own heart to burst into outer conditions and compel the perfection that fulfills the divine plan. It is a powerful strengthening activity to everything that is constructive. It is a dissolving activity to everything that is not constructive. And it is, my dear ones, the greatest joy to feel that your world is being built around the physical body as the world of a violet consuming flame. Because that is the law of all physical conditions in this world for the next 10,000 years. So since the world has to pass through that intense focus of the violet consuming flame, so do you have to pass through it. And if your world becomes that violet consuming flame now, you will scarcely know limitation or discord again. It's the most valuable gift I could give you outside of your knowledge of your own precious, mighty I Am presence. The violet consuming flame is the extension of its love and purity and power of the sacred fire into the physical octave by which you can correct conditions here, expand your own heart's flame, and draw the cosmic power of all creation to produce conditions in physical activities that forever fulfill the great divine plan. There is no substitute for this violet consuming flame anywhere in the universe. You might seek the world over. You might live here for eons of time. And you will never find a substitute for that violet consuming flame, nor its equal to set you free. It is your friend of eternity. It is the source of your everlasting purity. It is power without limit. And it is the authority of the secret fire that forever is the gift of love, whose mercy and forgiveness bring purity where mankind has made mistakes. It is the grace the Master Jesus taught. It is love, my dear ones, of such cosmic firepower as only those of us can understand who watch its cosmic action throughout this system of worlds to govern manifestations all through the aeons of time, and that always produces perfection. Your violet consuming flame is the molding, remodeling activity that is given to the outer self in order to correct the discord that has been generated. And then your unfed flame becomes the perfect balance of love, wisdom, and power that holds the manifestation produced, ever expanding its blessing of perfection forever in the great divine justice that gives back to life the balance for all life brings to you. So, from tonight, will you please, precious ones, when there seems to be battle between individuals, when there seems to be disagreement, when there seems to be human turmoil, turn away from it as a personal thing. Demand it be covered. The cosmic violet consuming flame that wipes it out of existence, that you be filled with that same violet consuming flame, and your world becomes that violet consuming flame of loving forgiveness, mercy, and victory of eternal purity that enables you, wherever you move, to be master of circumstance and gives you the power to assist others to be free more quickly. If I were to place $1 million a minute in your hands in use, it wouldn't be a fragment of the wealth and the power and the blessing of perfection that I give you in the use and knowledge of this blessed violet consuming flame. Thank you, precious ones. While you're standing out for just a moment before I go, will you feel in your desire to draw this into the nation for freedom that you are filled with it, your world is filled with it, and your desire for America's freedom and the use of the violet flame purifies the people, purifies their desires, and recharges them with the courage and strength and power to turn once again to God as they know it and there demand what God has ordained for the nation as the heart of freedom to the earth, till mankind are forced to see this blessed I Am presence and the ascended host face to face. I want you to feel that with this blessed I Am violet consuming flame, you can do anything and everything that brings our perfection forever into your world. I might give you the earth and all upon it, and if you did not have the violet consuming flame, you would still be under the control of its human qualities. And this is the only thing that life provides to consume the human desires and qualities that have caused such distress and limitation and such destruction in a world that belongs to God. The more you use this, the more will you understand the power in my words tonight, and the more will you understand the scepter of freedom and dominion which I have given you in its use in your physical conditions while you still abide upon the earth. So may you feel with me the desire for it to flood over the nation, to flood into all and annihilate all desires, unlike the desires of the violent consuming flame, everywhere in all life within your borders. And as that goes forth to cleanse the nation, fill you with its own desires, and make your world the world of the violet consuming flame, in which you may abide forever in the great mastery of life's use of the sacred fire, whose love holds all you will ever require all the rest of eternity. May it become a mantle about you. May it clothe you in its dazzling armor. May it be a scepter of dominion in your affairs. May it be the atmosphere and the world in which you move, consciously aware of its presence every instant until your ascension is complete. And may the nation of my heart be now filled with the cosmic heart of violet consuming flame, intensifying hourly from your calls to the point where that which is of destruction is forced to recede and to let go of that which is of God and that which belongs to God everywhere within this land, until she arises, the ascended master nation of the earth, and points the way to the ascension for all through the pathway of that violet consuming flame. You will have to come across the bridge from your world to ours, on the bridge of violet consuming flame. May it ever bless you and draw you on into the glory of its heart and the freedom of its eternal power of life everywhere, and your victory be now in all outer physical conditions until you come to us forever. Thank you, and as I clothe you in the glory and authority of my own heart's love, may it become for you all the violet consuming flame you'll ever require to do that which needs to be done for America, and through America for all life in this world forever. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? And know, beloved ones, that the legions of the violet consuming flame are ever awaiting an opportunity to blaze its action everywhere. Call for the friends of the violet consuming flame to come into all constructive conditions of the physical world and forever hold their protection and their victory of the violet consuming flame wherever you call it forth. And the angels from the violet flame temple draw their blessings of beauty and perfection and music about you until you know all that is in the world of the violet consuming flame forever. I commend you to all the glory and power and freedom of its mighty love for eternity. Beloved Saint Germain, thank you for your gift and your love through the centuries. Possess us and hold us wherever you want us to be, and compel the victory of your love, your purity, and your freedom to rule our land and set all free forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such cosmic Christ violet consuming flame. Everywhere we go, everything to which we turn our attention, that it forces the purification of the earth. And mankind are compelled to see it with their physical sight and understand the blessing that God has bestowed upon them forever. Blessed Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever power of your obedience in the use of that violet consuming flame is necessary to bring its miracles and victories everywhere in this physical world, and to enfold us in his power without limit for eternity. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, blessed, beloved Saint Germain. And great, blessed, violet, consuming flame of the universe. Thank you for your existence in the universe and your blessings that have come to us thus far. Blaze as our eternal friend into everything we contact till all become the glory of thy heart forever. And make America the land of the violet consuming flame, till everything within her borders is the center of master purity and perfection and the freedom of life forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, who we call as never before for your presence with us, blaze the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim into and round and to everybody and everything under this radiation. Command the unfed flame in our hearts, beloved Arcturus, to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the cosmic Christ, violet consuming flame of a thousand suns, blaze and blaze and blaze it in your eternal conscious command, till not one thing less than your perfection can ever live in this world ever again. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have, or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, charge it with all the violet consuming flame the whole world needs to set it free from war forever, and strike the one mighty stroke throughout the earth that shall forever consume everything that is not the love and purity and perfection of freedom of the violet consuming flame for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic Christ, activities of the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raise, purified, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we stand at attention to our beloved I Am Presence, and forever give the obedience that sets all free. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the violet consuming flame that America needs to be taken out of the clutches of the war beast of the world. And then expand that violet consuming flame until everything of the Antichrist is dissolved and consumed from the universe and the memory of life everywhere for eternity.